With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. From snail mail to email, the transition is underway for the Washington Apple Commission as they move from a quarterly newsletter for growers to a monthly digital version to keep growers informed.
The Washington Apple Commission is always striving to be progressive and moving forward, and we think that increasing communication and having as much information to our growers so they are aware of all of the industry developments, trade information, our export market developments, it's very important for them to understand that completely, and we want to be a resource for our growers and serve them to the best of our ability.
The Commission's Tony Lynn Adams says it's also a way to cut cost and be more efficient at spreading the industry news.
So we're going to talk about our export markets, developments, kind of analyzing movements and volumes that are going into these specific export markets. We're going to look at variety breakdowns. How is the Red Delicious or the Gala performing this season compared to last season? We're going to look at trade developments. We have focused on trade conflicts within the recent months, and we'll continue to keep growers updated as we move forward in that situation.
But Adam says that's not all.
We're going to talk about Washington Apple Commission updates. So we recently had elections, making sure growers are aware in case they want to run for a position. Situations, just overall industry developments to keep them as educated and informed as possible.
Adam says growers can email or call the Washington Apple Commission to confirm your contact info. She also wants to thank growers for all of their hard work.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.